So the next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2018-04, Conservative Primary LLC. My understanding is we have Requesters Counsel here with us today. Good morning. Petra Mangini?
Yes.
Did I say that right?
Got it.
Okay, welcome. Thank you for being here. First, I believe we have a presentation from the Office of General Counsel. Ms. Wallstriker?
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Agenda documents 18-22A and 18-22B are alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by Conservative Primary LLC. Conservative Primary is a for-profit entity that plans to establish a website that will allow customers to participate for a fee in straw polls for selected congressional primary elections. Conservative Primary also plans to create and distribute communications to advertise its website, as well as the results of the straw polls it conducts, some of which will contain express advocacy. Conservative Primary asks a number of questions about its proposed activities and ads and its interactions with its customers. Drafts A and B both conclude that some of the proposed ads are independent expenditures and one or more other ads would be electioneering communications under certain circumstances, that the ads may contain links to candidate websites as proposed, and that Conservative Primary's customers will not constitute a political committee. The drafts differ in that Draft A concludes that payments from customers will not constitute contributions, while Draft B concludes that such payments will be contributions. And Draft A concludes that Conservative Primary is not currently a political committee, but could become one in the future if it meets certain criteria, while Draft B concludes that Conservative Primary will be a political committee once it receives at least $1,000 in contributions or makes $1,000 in expenditures. We did not receive any comments on the request or on either of the drafts, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Ms. Mangini, did you get a chance to review both drafts?
I did.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for Ms. Mangini? Any comments, questions? Do you have any comments or questions for us?
No.
No?
We prefer draft A, but...
Okay.
If you would, Ms. Mangini, would you mind just tapping your microphone?
To turn it on, it's one of those.
Perfect, thank you.
Thank you. So you said you prefer draft A?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If there aren't any questions for the requestor, you don't have any questions of us, perhaps we could move to motions. Does anybody have any comment? Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In draft A, the biggest question that that you ask is to what extent your activities might make you a political committee. And in that draft, the conclusion is that we don't have sufficient facts to enable a determination by the commission regarding your status as a political committee. And part of that will turn on the nature of the business model that you present. As was pointed out in the request and in the draft itself, we've had a number of requests over the years where you have vendors, you have businesses that are providing services to users, and even if they are political in nature and even if you direct them to one side of the political spectrum or another, if it's considered a service for the customer and the organization or the vendor is acting primarily as a facilitator to amplify the voices of the customers, that will be that's considered to be kind of traditional vendor activity and will not result in the organization becoming a political committee. But if the organization is primarily leveraging its customers, or in this case, if it were the case that the organization were primarily leveraging the participants in the straw polls to amplify the message that the group itself wants to advance, then that would change the calculus. And and also at this point, not knowing exactly the extent to which the group is going to be engaged primarily in facilitating customers' participation versus the extent of the independent expenditures that the group will be wanting to run. Those are very fact-specific determinations and are difficult to make in a in an advisory opinion context. So that's the reason why I've leaned more towards draft A, and because I don't feel like I have enough facts to answer that question. I would say also that question three, which asks a question about the payments made by customers to, would they be considered contributions, that, you know, that question will also turn on what the answer to question four is. If the group are determined to be a political committee, then obviously those payments would be considered contributions. If the group is not a political committee, then I don't think those payments would be considered contributions. So, like I said, it may not be the most satisfactory answer. It sounds like it's the one you would prefer, though. But at least on some of the other questions about the reporting of the independent expenditures and whether or not those who make payments to participate in the straw polls, whether or not they constitute a group of persons that would constitute a political committee, we can provide, I think, consistent answers on both drafts to give you a little more clarity on those subjects. So I don't know if there's any response you want to you have it on this point. I'm not asking you a specific question, but to the extent you want to respond to anything I said, feel free to do so.
I mean, I generally agree with that. The point is to amplify what the customer is doing. The conservative primary doesn't have an interest or, you know, who's winning, what's going on there. It's more or less the customer's end of it. So.
The reason why, you know, that question will become relevant is, so the ad one that that was in your request, the Let's Go Rhino Hunting ad. Okay. So I'll just read the full text. It says, "Let's go rhino hunting. Congressman Doe in District 8 does not represent the conservatives in this district. Conservative primary gives you a tool to help elect someone who better represents conservatives like you. Join conservative primary, pool your conservative vote, and help nominate a real conservative to the general election." So in looking at that, so obviously you want to draw people to the site and to participate in the straw polls. But you could also read that as that the organization itself has is not indifferent as to what the message that's going to arise out of those straw polls. There's criticism of an existing incumbent and a desire to elect somebody else. So that's why I said, looking at the full range of activities that the group may participate in, it seems clear that there's obviously a message agenda that the group itself supports, and then it's also there's an objective also to amplify the voices of those who participate in those straw polls. And so that's under the facts that we have right now, I can't answer definitively on whether or not that would make you a political committee, but is it accurate to say that the group itself has a message that it wants to advance that's independent of what the participants in the straw polls, whatever message they may want to have amplified as a result of their participation?
It could, but I don't think that's necessarily all of it. I mean, the point is they're trying to market straw polls and the polling process. And so this ad number one was specifically geared to be a marketing ad for that itself. And the subsequent messages would be considered separate from that.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Commissioner Walther?
I was curious to know what criteria you have in mind other than the one that was mentioned in the draft for selecting candidates for participation.
I'm not familiar exactly with the specific criteria they're going to use. That's going to be more of an operational decision that conservative primary is going to look at, but they're going to want to pick somewhere that it's reasonable to do so with conservative candidates.
So does it will be based upon political views on a certain issue, or say there's four candidates and as I read it, it looked like they were being narrowed down to two non-incumbent candidates? Or how does the poll work? Because you said something like it would be not for incumbents. Is that correct?
Right. Again, not familiar with the exact specifications they're going to use, but the idea is you're finding somewhere where there's a Republican incumbent, and there should be at least two. There could be more Republican candidates that are going to be running against that person. So it's going to be generally a poll between those four people running as candidates against that person. And in selecting those people, they're selected based on being a candidate, period. As far as selecting the district, that's when you're going to get more specific into, is this somewhere we can actually, like, run this straw poll, make some money, all that. So selecting candidates, that's just by them being registered as candidates.
So if there's four candidates, all the candidates will be subject to the poll. I thought it was being narrowed down to two.
No.
So there's no selection issue?
No. If you're registered, you're going to be in the poll.
Any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. An advisory opinion request, 2018-04, Conservative Primary LLC. I'll move approval of draft A with the caveat that the answer to question three would depend on whether or not the group was otherwise determined to be a major, to have the major purpose of electing or nominating candidates, in which case those would be considered contributions. But this, the way it's crafted right now, does not make that assumption as of yet, since we don't have enough information to reach that conclusion.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion fails at a vote of 2-2. Commissioner Peterson and I voting in favor, and the Vice Chair and Commissioner Walther voting against. Are there any other motions? Madam Vice Chair?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of advisory opinion 2018-04, draft B, as set forth in agenda document number 18-22-B.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No. The motion fails 2-2. The Vice Chair and Commissioner Walther voting in favor, and Commissioner Peterson and I voting against. There's, as noted, there's a little bit of commonality in the two on the sort of less, probably the less controversial questions. Would it be useful to you if our office of general counsel drafted something that gave you an answer on the common parts?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay. We shall do that. Thank you very much, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Just a brief comment on the common parts, on the determinations.
Okay.
All that we are called upon to opine on with respect to the ads is whether they're ECs or IEs. The number four ad that we said was not express advocacy sounds almost like a prelude to something else. Obviously, if there was more text in the ad, that could change the analysis. And I just throw out a comment from the peanut gallery that I thought there was potential for confusion amongst listeners. You know, it doesn't affect my legal analysis of whether it's an IE or not, but there are conservative primaries that are actual elections. There's a conservative party in various states, in my home state of New York, for example. And I think somebody could read this as a statement that there had been an actual election, a primary election, and this was the conservative party nominee. So I just toss that out as a comment from one reader of the text of the ads.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.